From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama has signed a law that will cover the cost of medical care for first responders to the World Trade Centers after the 9/11 attacks, who were sickened by the toxic fumes and dust there. The president signed the measure in Hawaii, where he's vacationing with the first family, because the bill needed his signature before he returns to Washington tomorrow. Republicans take control of the House of Representatives this week, and newly elected conservative lawmakers in Congress are looking to pick a fight with the White House over government spending. NPR's Jeff Brady says some in the GOP plan to take a hard line on raising the country's debt ceiling.
Congress increased the amount the government can go into debt to $14.3 trillion last February, but the country is fast approaching that limit. Conservatives hope to use the question of raising that ceiling to force spending cuts. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Pennsylvania Representative-elect Mike Kelly said lawmakers should not vote for a higher debt limit.
Raising the debt ceiling to me is absolutely irresponsible. We've been spending money for so long that we don't have, and keep saying, well, it's okay. We'll just raise taxes. We'll find it somewhere.
The president's top economic advisor says forcing the government to default on financial obligations would have catastrophic consequences. Incoming Republican House Speaker John Boehner has said lawmakers will have to deal with the issue, quote, as adults. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
Lawmakers in Texas are facing a huge state budget deficit, estimated at $25 billion. NPR's John Burnett reports that shortfall is clouding the state's otherwise positive economic outlook.
Texas finds itself in its deepest red ink ever. First, because the Great Recession drove down sales tax receipts, and second, because an earlier legislature chose to cut property taxes. There will be no easy choices, since Texas already ranks near the bottom of U.S. states in social service spending. Texas politics is dominated by fiscal conservatives who have pledged not to raise taxes when the legislature convenes on January 11th. That leaves cutting state services, layoffs and furloughs of state employees, and increasing fees at places like public universities. Texas has no personal income tax, and Republican leaders have pledged they will never create one. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.
The Navy is investigating what it calls clearly inappropriate videos that were shown on the closed-circuit TV system aboard a nuclear-powered aircraft carrier. The videos include everything from gay slurs to simulated sex acts. The star of the videos, which were made in 2006 and 7, is Captain Owen Honors, now commander of the USS Enterprise, but at that time the ship's executive officer.
As usual, the admiral and the captain have no idea about the contents of the video.
The word of the videos was first reported by the Norfolk Virginian Pilot newspaper. Delegation of West African leaders slated to arrive in Ivory Coast today. They'll try to persuade the entrenched incumbent president there to give up power to the challenger, who is widely recognized as the winner of the recent elections. This is NPR. After an injury-plagued season with the Minnesota Vikings, veteran quarterback Brett Favre says he may finally retire from the NFL once and for all, although he has retired and unretired before. Matt Sepik of Minnesota Public Radio reports Favre sat out three of the team's last four games because of injuries.
A concussion Favre suffered 2 weeks ago kept him on the sidelines during the Vikings' visit to Detroit Sunday. That followed a shoulder injury, a broken foot, and tendonitis. The 41-year-old retired twice before, from the Packers in 2008 and the Jets in 2009, only to return. But Favre says now it's time to go.
It's been a wonderful ride for me, and one game, one season does not define me.
This season also brought scandal. The league fined Favre $50,000 for not cooperating with an investigation into lewd messages he allegedly sent to a female Jets employee. But Favre will retire with an impressive list of records, including 297 consecutive starts. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in Minneapolis.
Ice and blowing snow forced closure of the main highway linking southern and central California. The fallout from the latest storm system to hit the state. Among those stranded by the shutdown were Julio Tavares and his family. He told KNBC-TV he wasn't sure when they would finally get back to their home.
We're going to wait for a couple of hours more, see what happens, and then we'll just make a decision on what's going to happen.
So you think you may be sleeping in your truck tonight?
Most likely.
In the waterlogged Los Angeles area, more rain is expected today, but the storm system is finally moving off and winding down through the state for the rest of the day. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.